It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Howl! I'm howling like a werewolf.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Sam.
What
time
a
to discuss.
Start to the day.
Time to discuss the bloodthirsty American version of the What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, so if people don't know what's going on, Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement have taken What We Do in the Shadows.
Those Wellington nobodies.
Absolute fools down south have taken their hit comedy movie, What We Do in the Shadows, and turned it into a TV show.
Oh, that's gonna suck!
Does it, Mikey?
No, it doesn't. It's really good. It's really good, isn't it?
No, it is quite good, actually.
It's great. Actually, I really read the two. I've seen two episodes. And I really, really, really like it.
Mikey watched the first episode three times.
I did. I was so prepared for it to be average, and I just really loved it. I loved it. Special highlights for me, you know?
So it's still written by Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi, which is great, but now it follows four different vampires and a different familiar living in Staten Island, New York, and just their hilarity that they ensue by being vampires.
Yeah, same sort of cultural differences.
Yeah.
What was the days you've been alive for 300 years?
And I'm out of touch with reality, yeah, and I'm just wandering about in a big cloak being weird.
Trying
to figure it out. So we've got the first time ever, I can't remember the movie actually, but for the first time ever I think, we've got a female vampire as well. So you've got Nadja and Laszlo, who are like a couple, played by Matt Berry and Natasha Dimitriou.
Once again, how do you pronounce that?
Dimitriou. So I don't know how to say her name, but they're a couple. They're really fun. I like her the most, I think, because she's the most crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Nadja's
she's quite
insane.
Believable.
She goes insane in episode three as well. You'll love that.
Oh, great.
And then you've got...
I like it when she does her... Laughing.
There's a lot of that. And you've got Kaven Novak as Nandor the Relentless.
Yeah.
Who is just like the main character, the main vampire.
He's sort of like, he's the character. He's the character that Taika sort of was. The sort of the housemaster.
Yeah.
The sort of the guy who, because let's not forget, it's done in the classic mockumentary style of narrating to a documentary team that are somehow, filming a documentary on vampires.
It's like The Office meets vampires, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got Matt Proch, who's Colin Robinson, the energy vampire, which is
amazing
character.
Now, there wasn't an energy vampire in the movie, was there?
No. So this guy, basically, he just bores you to death. And he works in a mundane office and just talks to people till they pass out into comas.
Yeah, and he's actually the most dangerous of all of the vampires. He's the only one that can actually sap the energy of another vampire.
Then in episode three, you're going to love this episode.
I think we all know Colin Robinson, you know?
Yeah, Tess in the studio.
What? Oh,
no, I'm kidding. In episode three, he meets another energy vampire, and I just think you're going to love it, Mikey. I'm so excited for you to watch this episode. I'm so sad you haven't already watched it.
The bit where he's at the mundane council meeting, and he's just sitting there, and he's as amped as you can get about it.
Yeah.
Because it's so boring.
So basically, they've got to take over Staten Island as their like new mission given to them by like the vampire king.
What's his name?
Let me scroll down. It's right here. Baron Afarnas.
Baron Afar. Baron Afar.
Who has also banged both Laszlo and Nadja, which is great.
Considering he's got no genitals. Whoops, spoiler.
Spoiler. You have to say that first before you say the spoiler. So people can cover their ears.
Yeah, because people are driving in their cars.
Is that like saying that America's fucking massive?
So basically, they're trying to take over Staten Island. They go to council meetings because that's the only way they can figure out how to do it. It's just, the show is so dumb. Like, it's just so dumb. But it's
so
like
good,
so
though.
Lovable.
But it's good?
So
yeah.
Lovable and enjoyable. Like, it's not meant to be anything serious. You just need to suspend all disbelief and just enjoy it, kind of thing.
But
right?
it stays true to the type of humor in the movie, doesn't it? Which is really particular and very very sort of nuanced, and but just beautifully New Zealand as well.
Yeah,
you know,
very New Zealand without a New Zealand accent, which is so.
That must be so strange.
Yeah, because like.
But well, no, you actually realize that New Zealand is really funny.
Yeah.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Taika directs the first episode.
There you go, see?
Yeah, see, she's no energy vampire. What are you talking about? She's a party.
Hilarious.
This place is going off. There's streamers dripping from the ceiling, guys, in the studio right now.
Creepy paper.
Creepy paper. So Taika Waititi directs the first episode, which I think was great. Look, Mikey's just losing at the studio, guys.
I love it.
And Jermaine Clement directs the next three. So I really enjoyed episode two and episode three.
Right.
So I think Jermaine Clement really hits a stride here when he directs the episodes. They are bomb. Like, you're going to love this next one, Mikey.
I can't wait.
So as soon as the show's over, guys, he's going to go watch it. But yeah, this show is on Sci-Fi, I think. Did I make that up? Let me just check. I've got the Wikipedia page in front of me. Oh, it's on FX.
So it's on something over here, though, isn't it? It's on Soho over here. Maybe Lightbox or something.
I don't know.
It's on something.
I should probably know this, though.
I'm Googling it.
Okay, Tess is Googling. Hold on, listeners.
You Google her.
Oh, yeah, it came out last month somewhere in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, okay, so go watch it wherever you can.
Soho, you're right.
Soho. What is it? Soho Sky.
Soho 2?
Soho 2 is even, I guess he'd pay even more.
Okay, well, Soho
2,
if you've got that.
Otherwise, Soho Squared.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can't watch it.
Well, but you that's can fine. Watch
you
it.
You can illegally wink, download
wink,
it.
Wink, oh, wink, yeah. Wink, wink.
Stop, guys.
Don't tell Cindy. But yeah, I reckon go watch the show, guys. I think everyone who's enjoyed the movie will enjoy this TV show. It's so true to the source material, but an entirely different story. And just as fun and just as campy.
Yeah.
It's 10 episodes, eh? You said.
Seven, I think.
Seven? Seven?
I think there's 10.
Let me scroll down.
I want 10.
You can't, like, that's
this,
not
this
how...
This says 7 on the Wikipedia page.
This says 10.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to trust
Tess. The 10 episode first season.
Oh, 10.
Can you guys
get my vampire joke? Did any of you young guys get my vampire joke?
I got that one.
It's hilarious.
Go update the Wikipedia page, please, Tess, because you're the energy vampire.
Isn't that funny how anyone can update Wikipedia?
Yeah, if you put it all in
my friend tried to play silly jokes on my Wikipedia page.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I think your Wikipedia page would already be silly enough as it is.
Do you know what? It's a scam. Wikipedia's a scam. Eh? I could fill it up.
Oh, you do too.
They just need $3.
Pardon?
Wikipedia just needs $3.
Oh, there's a picture of you on it.
Can I
see the picture?
Yeah.
It's from 2009.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that picture.
Which one is it?
It's this picture.
Oh, beautiful.
Listeners, do you know the picture from 2009 with the red...
Look at Caitlin. Why did you run into the studio? Of all the things for the boss of BFM to run into the studio to look at, it's a picture of me from 2009. I've got a whole bunch of them if you want.
Mikey's got a Wikipedia page.
Of course he does.
I think we went on to
He's a New Zealand treasure, Tess.
We were Googling you. We were Googling your date of birth once, and didn't they have it wrong?
Yeah, because I give it to them wrong.
Because it's a mystery.
Why did you give it to them wrong?
Because why do they need to know it? They can fuck off.
He doesn't trust... He doesn't want his identity stolen, Tess, because someone could steal Mikey Havoc, the name, and steal his whole life.
But they'll never be the lead singer of Push Push.
So. I know. Their number one single 28 yesterday, 20 years ago.
Did Mikey tell you that? I'm a huge fan.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what? Sorry. Also, if you're a big Push Push fan, you'll be able to go buy the re-released Push Push vinyl at JB Hi-Fi exclusively. Came out, coloured vinyl for the original album, Trillion Shades of Happy, which just came out just last week there on coloured vinyl. If you're a big fan there, it was otherwise a limited release. Only 1,000 limited releases earlier on in the piece. And then, what's it say?
It's just a mention.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
This show has
gone very much, Colin Robinson.
The rails.
Yeah.
go watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
New Zealanders than us.
Of course, and also the EP that was never released at all is also out on coloured vinyl from JB Hi-Fi Push Push. You can get that now. Yeah, sure, no problem. That's the four track that we released last year. Okay. Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks, Sam, for What We Do in the Shadows. Next week, of course, surely Game of Thrones.
I don't subscribe to that nonsense. Okay. Fight me in the comments.
If you're supposed to be a TV reviewer, just please contact me on...
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.